This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said the free trade agreement between India and the four-nation European bloc, European Free Trade Association, that is EFTA, will be implemented from the 1st of October. Addressing the session organized by ASSOCHAM on creating global impact towards Viksit Bharat, Mr. Goyal said that all the four countries have ratified the free trade agreement and lodged their documents with the repository in Norway. India and EFTA had signed the Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, that is TAPA, on the 10th of March last year. The European Free Trade Association members are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland. The minister reiterated that India will enter into international trade agreements only if they serve the country's interests.
Our negotiation strategy hinges on national interest. At no point of time will the Modi government ever allow national interest to be compromised. That is the pillar on which all negotiations, all discussions, all dialogue with any country in the world is taken forward, and you can rest assured that that doctrine will never ever be compromised.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development works of the Uttarakhand government worth 1,271 crore rupees in Rudrapur. Mr. Shah interacted with visitors, investors and entrepreneurs from across the country at the Uttarakhand Investment Festival 2025. Addressing people on the occasion, the Union Minister said that the country cannot develop unless small states like Uttarakhand can progress, so the central government has paid special attention to the development of small states and the eastern states.
Viksit Uttarakhand ka bagair viksit Bharat ka nirman sambhav nahi. Jab tak hamare chote raj aage nahi badhte hain, desh ke andar sam vikas nahi ho. Purv ke raj jab tak aage nahi badhte hain, देश के अंदर सम विकास नहीं हो सकता. इसीलिए केंद्र सरकार ने छोटे राज्यों के विकास पर और पूर्वी राज्यों के विकास पर विशेष ध्यान दिया है.
रेलवेज मिनिस्टर अश्विनी वैष्णव टुडे सेड द रेल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग यूनिट एट काजीपेट विल कमेंस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग बाय द नेक्स्ट ईयर. द मिनिस्टर सेड द सिविल वर्क्स विल बी कंप्लीटेड बाय द एंड ऑफ दिस ईयर एंड रेल इंजन्स, कोचेस, वैगन्स एंड मेट्रो रेल कोचेस कैन बी मैन्युफैक्चर्ड एट द यूनिट इन फेज्ड मैनर, positioning it as one of the largest railway manufacturing units in the country. The India Meteorological Department, that is IMD, has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Kerala and coastal Karnataka till tomorrow. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Kerala, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu during the next 7 days. Extremely heavy rainfall is also expected over southwest Rajasthan today. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament beginning Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all the political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. At least 27 bodies have been recovered and another 12 people have been rescued after a tourist boat capsized in Vietnam's Ha Long Bay today. According to state media, search and rescue efforts are underway for 14 people who are still missing. The vessel was reportedly carrying 53 people, including 48 tourists and 5 crew members. India secured a spot in the quarterfinals of the Badminton Asia Junior Mixed Team Championships with a dominant 110-83 victory over United Arab Emirates in their Group D clash today at Solo in Indonesia. This win follows India's impressive opening day triumph over Sri Lanka yesterday. In women's cricket, India posted a total of 143 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in a rain-curtailed 29-over ODI against England at Lord's in London. England women needed 144 runs to win the match and level the 3-match series. For India, Smriti Mandhana scored 42 runs in 51 balls, while Deepti Sharma remained not out on 30 in 34 balls. Other batters failed to live up to expectation. For England, Sophie Ecclestone scalped 3 wickets while M. Arlott and Lindsay Smith got 2 wickets each. The women in blue won the first match after defeating host England by 4 wickets in Southampton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.